Well, I've just come through the glass doors at the corner of Milligan and Wellington Street into this magnificent Perth Arena, and it's getting very close to being ready. There is a concert coming here tonight, which is incredible, and of course Elton John kicking it all off officially tomorrow week. And I've stepped in and I've run straight into the interim general manager with AEG Ogden. They're the operators of the Perth Arena. His name is Steve Hevern, and he's with me now. Steve, it's nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you too.
We're standing here in the foyer of the Perth Arena, and the first thing that you notice is striking. You call it the pendant. Explain to me what that is.
It's a main feature of our digital signage. It's our equivalent to a chandelier, I guess you'd call it. And we can use it for various things of venue information, sponsorship opportunities, or we can play live TV on it.
Front and back screen, there's 88 screens up there in total, so you'll be able to deliver all the information that you want right there, and it will be a very important feature of the Perth Arena.
Yeah, it will. It's the first thing you see as you walk in the building, as you've just pointed out. So it's a chance for us to capture and present any information that we need the patrons to know as soon as they walk in.
Let's look up for a moment, because it's a striking building on the inside. How many levels are there?
There's 5 in total. That's counting the control rooms, though, inside the bowl.
We know somewhere behind there, we'll see it soon, is a huge auditorium. But beyond that, is there smaller spaces available?
There are. We have a number of function rooms. We have the Greenwich Room, which is our largest one, which is where the Premier will hold his function next week. It's the Elton John concert. We have the Flame Bar, all on ground level. There's also the Indigo Room, which is going to probably be our meet and greet room, because it's got a direct link to the backstage. And then you can go up to the Reveille Room upstairs, which is probably my favourite. I can't wait to show you that, because it's got an outlook of the city as well.
All right, well, let's get into it. Where should we go first?
There's a backstage bar that I'll also show you, which is quite special as well. I think you'll like that one.
All right, let's go, Steve. Where are we off to?
Let's go straight to the bowl.
Okay, let's do that. The bowl, is that what you call it?
Yeah, well, the main auditorium. Yeah. It's a bowl because it's shaped like a bowl.
Okay.
As you'll see when you get in there.
Here we are in the bowl, as you call it. At the moment, the way that it's configured is with standing space at ground level, but I see here there are some seats that are tucked away that obviously you can slide out and turn it into a fully seated arena.
This is what we call our GA configuration. We can fit up to 5,000 people on the floor, but we also have the flexibility of the retractable seating. You also just see behind the stage is a large retractable that pulls out as well, so we can do the in-the-round show. Uh-huh. It just gives us that added flexibility to manipulate the numbers as we see fit.
So when the Wildcats are playing here, they will come out from beside the stage?
All these will come out, and they'll be configured in corporate boxes.
So what's the maximum capacity then for the arena?
15,500.
And what was it for the Perth Entertainment Centre?
It was around 8.
It's very big, and I mean, it doesn't look so big, but it's been cleverly crafted, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It probably doesn't look that big because there's only a number of levels. As you can see by the size, it's all continuous. Mm. And on the downstage edge, you've got three more levels. Whereas normally, it'd probably be all the way around with the different levels, but that was a conscious effort to put those levels down that end to suit our reduction curtains so we don't have to kill any major seating when we bring the division curtains around to have, say, the stage there in a 3,000 mate.
I'm talking with Steve Hevern, who is the interim general manager of the Perth Arena, and he works with AE Ogden, who are the operators. I can't help but be drawn to opposite the stage and set back on the back wall up high is an area that looks like it's sort of a corporate box setup. Is that what it is?
That's correct. There's 36 corporate suites up there, and they're all very tastefully set out. But we also offer the suite holders to come and decorate themselves if they don't like the decor. So there's no limitations to what they can do out there.
The stage itself, is there anything special about that?
Oh, if you want to compare it to the old entertainment centre, yes, it's a portable stage that we pull in and out, and we can adjust it on height and size. And it's all to do with the flexibility of what we can present to attract the business.
What about, say, something like U2, who toured last year, I think it was. Would they be able to fit in here if they
Absolutely.
Wanted to?
Yeah, you can hang 85 tonne off that roof.
Yeah. and the roof we need to talk about. Like the old roof at His Majesty's, this one is retractable as well.
It is. It's pretty much mirrored to the tennis setup in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And so is the court that we're standing on. Underneath these boards is a tennis court, which is the same surface as what they use in the Australian Open, for good reason. So the Hopman Cup will be promoted as come here first and get a taste for what you're about to get over in in Melbourne. I'll also add to that, though, we're opening that for the first gig for Elton John, Under the Stars.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Should, well, I mean, the weather-wise.
Weather permitting, you know,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Now, where should we make our way to?
We'll go to the green room. We'll see where Elton John's going to hang out.
Oh, very good. Has he sent his rider along already?
Yes, he has. And no, it's nothing too out of the ordinary.
For people that don't know, rider is like when an artist comes, they say, I would like to have, you know, fresh fruit and a certain type of water or something like that. And his rider in the 70s would have been a crack-up.
Well, yeah, I started the business in 90, but Elton John's a really good example. During the early 90s at the Sydney Entertainment Centre, we actually set up his dressing room to look like Bondi Beach.
You're kidding?
Yep. So any requests? Lifesavers and all. No, not that extravagant this time around.
No. And his taste would have altered somewhat. I'm guessing there's like probably more sparkling water than there is champagne or anything like that.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Well, this is a very nice room. Do you think Elton will be happy here?
Oh, he'll love this room. I haven't seen a better green room. I don't know if you have.
No, I don't think I have.
It's very upmarket.
Can we have a look at a dressing room? Is that possible?
Tell you the smaller one.
Okay. Here we are. Very nice, fantastic looking shower and a rack to hang some clothes on, a toilet, a basin, fresh towels. And then, of course, the classic is the couple of mirrors with the lights around them so that they can do their makeup and their hair or whatever it is that they have to do. Every day now there's announcements of new bands coming. Black Sabbath was announced yesterday, I think, with Ozzy Osbourne. What about some of the other bands that are coming in the next few months?
Yeah, there's Maxwell Sweeney, there's Nickelback, there's Weezer, there's Nicki Minaj, there's J-Lo, One Direction.
Did I say Pink or no?
Oh, yes, sorry, Pink, absolutely. They sold out in record time as well.
Deep
Purple,
Andrea
Journey.
Andre Roux.
Yep. Gee, from classical to Bogan. You've got everything covered.
Oh, Wiggles, don't forget the Wiggles.
We've just taken the lift to level 4 we're on now. And the lift, in fact, it's worth reminding people, they go down because below the arena you've got parking.
698 car parks.
Now we're stepping into
a...
What is it called?
The Reveille Room. For those who don't know, the part of the architecture is based on the roundhouse. The actual bowl has got the shape of the roundhouse. And the gentleman that designed the roundhouse was Reveille.
Ah.
So, hence, this is his room.
Oh, that's fantastic. And the first thing that you notice as you walk in through here, it's kind of like a dirty view of the city, you know what I mean? If you're used to, you know what I mean? It's like if you're used to looking at the city from the South Perth foreshore, which is kind of the sparkling side that people enjoy so much. I love this. This is like the back of the buildings, looking out across the beginnings of West Perth and all the work that's going on in the railway, obviously, at the moment, trying to sink that. I congratulate you, Steve, and your team, because it is a spectacular venue. Break a leg. Tonight there's still some tickets available if people want to go online and try and hook the last few to come in and see some local bands performing. Elton John on Saturday week, nearly sold out, so you might be able to grab a ticket. And, of course, Sunday, the open day from 11 o'clock here. Thank you so much for being on the Drive program with me this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for your time.